I'll bet you all know what I'm going to start with. When I'm on recess, I always talk about my annual 99 county meetings. I'm having question and answer sessions in 30 counties. Last week, I think it was 16, this week 14, so that's 30. At the end of this week, I will have been in 94 of the 99 counties at least once this year. Of course, in the urban counties, you get there dozens of times for Q&A. Some of these are my own town meetings, and at others, I'm the guest of an organization, a hospital, or a business. The format is the same, whether it's a town meeting where just anybody can come or where I'm somebody's guest. The people set the agenda, and they ask me questions on any subject. I give my best to give a thorough answer. The goal is accessibility to Iowans as part of the process of representative government. I'm one part of that process. The people who choose me to represent them are the other half of that process. Being accessible to the media is part of that process. So at the end of every meeting, we have a few moments that we can spend with local, state, or national press. In that spirit, I'm glad to answer your questions at this point.
Matt Kelly.
Good morning, Senator. You've said twice on Twitter that you want the Senate to stay in session instead of taking a planned week-long break in October. Have you talked with Leader McConnell about making that happen, and what would be on your to-do list for that week that you don't think you're going to get done in September?
Well, let's put it this way. If we get everything done that needs to be done, then I would like to have that recess. I could finish the five additional counties that I have to go in this year. It's just one example of something I could do. I think my tweet is along this line. It's kind of an alert. It isn't really a demand at this point. It's kind of getting people thinking in terms of all we've got to do. And we tend to come up short of getting everything done we need to get done. And this year has been pretty worse. So we were told about 2 weeks ahead of time that we'd have 2 weeks shorter August break than what we were going to have. Now look at what we have to do. We have to increase the debt limit. We have to take care of Hurricane Harvey. We have to get the funding done for next year. And a lot of other things, particularly nominations that are slow coming from the White House, but even slower getting through the United States Senate in an all unprecedented manner. And I think my tweets are more than just a demand, more than something that I want people to say absolutely it's got to be done. But I don't see how you can think of all the things that have to be done between now and Christmas. We can afford to take a week off in October. I just told you about the things in the few days of September we're meeting. What about tax reform? What about 72,000 Iowans not getting health insurance? And that's why we need to reform Obamacare. Then we ought to get started on infrastructure. And now the economy is going to slow down because of Hurricane Harvey. And so it's all the more reason to let people know that Congress is thoughtfully approaching our problems and thinking about 5 or 6 weeks from now, taking another week off isn't letting people know that we're thoughtful about the important job that Congress has to do.
Richard Lee, did you hop on? Okay, Sarah Bowden.
Good morning. My question is about the DACA program. 10 states are suing the Trump administration in order to end the DACA program. Some legal experts think they'll be successful. President Trump has so far allowed DACA to continue, though he's getting pressure to phase out the program. What do you think, Senator Grassley, should President Trump do about DACA?
Okay. I think it's time for Congress to act. Congress could not act just on the DACA program because there's too much opposition to legalization of anybody without also doing some other things that would change the immigration policies. And there's a lot of legal immigration issues like, let's say, emphasizing merit approach to immigration as opposed to emphasis that we have on family reunification, getting H-1Bs changed, getting the agricultural workers and the unskilled workers into the United States if we don't have enough in this country, with emphasis upon if. I think there's a possibility of dealing with DACA if there's some other legislation that needs to be passed dealing with legal immigration. And another thing I could throw in, anything we could do on border security, and that doesn't mean just a physical wall. It could include a physical wall, but there's a lot of other things that could be done on border security short of building a 2,000-mile wall, which isn't part of it might be feasible, but just a small percentage of it would be that. Others would be electronic and drone and anything you can do to make sure that you secure the borders, because securing the borders along with DACA and along with illegal immigration is reasserting not only United States sovereignty, but reasserting for the people of this country that we know that what we have said we were going to do on immigration of securing the borders never been done, and would help build confidence in the American people that we're serious when we say border security. So border security, legal immigration, and DACA could all kind of go together and get enough conservatives and Republicans maybe to do something to help these young people.
John, oh, sorry, Sarah, go ahead.
One follow-up. I understand why, Senator, you think that it would make sense to do all these things kind of in concert. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But there's these states that are threatening to sue the Trump administration. They say that if President Trump doesn't make a decision on DACA, they're going to go to court next month. Is there some sort of short-term fix? I know that Senators Durbin and Graham have a bill.
What the states are asking the president to do is he's going to not legalize, so that's where it brings it back to the possibility of a compromise that I just addressed to you.
Thank you.
John Slager.
Thank you. Good morning, Senator. The president said all options are on the table after North Korea fired a missile over Japan. Have his options changed at all since the last missile firing?
No. They started with the UN Security Councils. They went with China abiding by the Security Council, which seems to me will bring a lot of pressure. The United States has imposed its own sanctions on companies or on the banks that do business with the companies that are doing business with North Korea, in turn then violating the UN sanctions. And so those things, plus if there is an action taken by North Korea that's threatening, then that may involve military action. But nobody wants to do military action. South Korea, Japan, China, the United States, none of them wants to do that. But I think you got to keep reminding the leader of North Korea of what we're thinking about, so he knows firsthand. Anybody else? Okay, thank you all very much.
Bye.